Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners, and respect. How are you, my brother? How are thou?
I'm good, bro. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. That's what I'm talking about. I am absolutely great. Thanks to everyone for loving the show each week. You know, we try to bring it different every weekend. And big ups to Mr. Nobby Clark, you know, Ollie, who always come and make sure we covered, make sure we got our ads in, make sure we got our talking points in, make sure the music for the artists is here. You understand, Ollie, so you got a big at Ronnie? No. You know what I mean? I mean, in the next 30 years, you got a big at Ronnie Clark? No. He's an absolute legend and icon. I thank you for believing what Sluggy do. Big up Ollie for doing a fantastic job every week. I know he do majority of the talking. I know my guests get the spotlight. But everything that happens behind the scene is all Ollie. I touch no buttons. So big up Ollie. And big up Iceman. I'm always on the road, Ollie. You know, Iceman. We don't show the Iceman every week, right? But Iceman, know we love you to all, Ollie. Iceman, know we love you to all. You know, it's Jackie Opel there. Call in and let me know your favorite Jackie Opel song. And for me, Ollie, what Jackie Opel represented was Caribbean unity. Jackie Opel had fans and friends all in Trinidad and Tobago. He went to Jamaica and played his trade, came back to Barbados. And you see Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. You see the brand Bim Got Talent, you know, the entertainment hub, the youth entertainment hub, Bim Got Talent. My aim is to connect the youth of Barbados with the youth all over the world, Ollie. You understand? That was inspired by persons like Jackie Opel, who went somewhere else and was so upsetted. And I know VOB is a blessing. Don't get tight, Ollie. I know it. You know what I mean? I'm not daft to what a youth platform is. So when young people from all over the world reach out, and when we have a conversation, and they don't mind, you know, sharing the space with us from where they are, it's a pleasure when persons from all over the world could want to be a part of what you're doing, could enjoy being a part of what you're doing, and can embrace it. This evening, I have to say hello and thank you so much to a young lady. I will let Ollie do the introduction, because today Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme going international, Ollie. We are not bragging or boasting, but today we are going where? International. Bigger our Caribbean brothers and sisters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say a special good evening to a young lady from Trinidad and Tobago. Her name is Shadea. She has a bachelor degree in fine arts. She's an actor and a singer. Woo. Good evening to you, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Good evening. I am great. Hi.
Yes. Nice. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for the lovely introduction.
That is no problem. This is a young lady, Ollie. You all know I do my shows on Bim Got Talent, nighttime shows and morning shows. So what I did to stretch myself thin, as crazy as I am already, Ollie, I get it every morning at 6:30 and go live and speak with persons from all over. And I discovered this young lady by the name of Sadia. Ollie, a young lady just completed her bachelor's in fine arts. She's a qualified actor as well. But when I listen to her music, she took the music so serious. You know, the music in the background sound good, vocals on point, you know, the image on point. And there's a young lady,
thank you,
not yet discovered by the world, Ollie, but on a world-class status, but humble with it. You saw, she just thank you, humble, it's not extremely humble with it. And she came on our platform. She's in Trinidad, by the way, still from Trinidad and Tobago, born and bred. And she came on the platform, shared the space with us, and everyone loved her so much. Everyone loved the song so much. And they thought it was a beautiful thing, because you know my platform is Uncle Sluggy, but it's mostly ran by young people. So when the young people loving her music and her art so much from right here, it's a beautiful thing when young people from all over the world could connect and share their art with each other. You know what I mean? So it must encourage that. And today you're doing a wonderful job out there in Trinidad. I want to congratulate you on great work.
Thank you.
And I know it's a bright future ahead. First, I must ask you, what you are on Barbadian Radio and the number one radio station, if it was one thing you want Barbados to know about Sadea the artist, what would that be? And if it's more than one thing, tell us. This is your moment to tell Barbados who you are and what you want us to know this particular thing about you. It's starting hot.
So I want everyone to know that whatever you put your mind to in life, you could achieve it, as well as dreams 100% do come true once you manifest it and you pay attention and you pray about it. I want everybody to know about me that, like, my life experiences could help change other people, as well as help people realize, well, okay, so she went through this, I went through this too. Her music is talking to me. I want people to feel like they could relate to my stories, could relate to my emotions, my lyrics, everything. So that's why I want to be worldwide. I want to be global. I want to touch base with everybody around the world so they could, one, know me, understand me, as well as learn the self and understand the self.
Ollie, see what, you know, Barbara just want to see what you mean. Ollie, see, we hand over, like, we hand over the baton. Ollie, I know, see, we say sluggy, don't mind us hand over the baton. These young people are absolutely brilliant. You hear me tell you? Absolutely brilliant. She spoke about prayer. Ollie, there's a young lady. She spoke about prayer and manifestation. You understand? And that is where passion comes from. You get me? That where passion comes from. And I'm so privileged to speak to her today. And Barbara, you all hear the intelligence. And we have Passion Poet on the inside. Passion Poet from Barbados. So there's a big cultural exchange. You understand? Two different creative sectors within the whole entertainment scheme. Passion Poet, good evening. And when you hear a young lady speak about manifestation and prayer, you know what I mean? I know you as a passionate person, a soulful person. What does those two things, as an author now, it turn you right into the fire? And welcome to Beijing, right in my room, but you're on a stranger, you're family, you understand? Indeed. So this isn't the first time, last time. Indeed. We don't deal with that. It's pure love and unity. Come closer to the mic, let them hear you.
All right, man.
Good. Yeah. So when you hear those two words, as an author, she's a writer as well. What does those two words say to you? Manifestation and prayer. And I'm not speaking from a religious standpoint at all, as you know. You know what I mean? I'm speaking from a creative standpoint.
Well, first, I can say again, blessed to the state, blessed to the people. Thank you so much for having me. Manifestation.
Yes, go touch that first.
When you talk about manifestation, you talk about creation. You're talking about bringing things out of you that were not, and then speaking them into being. You know what I mean? So I love that. And of course, prayer is just talking to the divine. When I pray, you understand? It's literally a conversation.
I like that.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's like literally that. I hear how you. Correct. You understand that kind of thing? It is a conversation. It isn't. It don't have to be all the. I mean, you need to give deference and reverence to the divine, yes, but you don't have to be like stuck up. You know. So when I come and I speak, an open,
vulnerable conversation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I literally have conversations just like I'm talking to you now. Mm-hmm. I just be talking to the divine the same way. You know what I mean? And there was one time, I'll give a small little quick story.
No problem.
I had something that was going on. It was a personal thing with me and a person who became my wife at a time, and I heard this thing in my voice, you got to do a certain thing. And I was like, who? Do what? You want me? Man, you can't be serious. So, I mean, you're talking to somebody right next to you. That is prayer. It's communication. You know what I mean? And when you communicate to the divine, and my two favorite words are passion and authenticity. So when you come in and you work with an authentic mindset, I am who I am, period. You understand? The manifestation's
going to
come.
And that's deep too. When you know the words I am means, you know, that's deep too. We're getting too deep, but still, you know what I mean? When you say I am. And then you say I am who I am.
Good.
It's like, I know you're an author, and I know people may think that you say that callously.
Nope.
You know what I mean? But you did not just say that callously at all. If people know the meaning, I am who I am. You know what I mean?
True.
And it's greater meaning than that, because the great I am said I am as well. So
Sadia,
when you hear those two words, and I love passion, explanation what they mean to him. For you, let me speak about manifestation and prayer. Sadia, why are those two things important to you, especially a young lady like you?
So for me, it's basically loving what you do, having enjoyment in what you do, right? Once you're doing something and you don't feel like a rush of energy, a rush of happiness, it's not for you. I'm sorry to say it is really and truly not for you, no disrespect.
You have to feel that anytime, that rush.
Exactly.
That passion.
Exactly. I have to feel that, yeah, this, like, for example, like when I write a song and I know your song real good, I just be like, yeah, boy, this real bad, this real bad. I just feeling pores raising, instant chills. I can't wait to go and sing it on a mic, like that. That right there is passion. That right there is you knowing that you love something and you really and truly was placed on this earth to do that for you, love.
That specific thing. Sadia from Trinidad and Tobago, an actor, you know, a bachelor's in fine arts, a young lady. She's a singer, songwriter as well. And as you can hear, Ollie, extremely intelligent. You know what I mean? Like, the world is in a good place if we allow the youth to lead, you know what I mean? And sit back and guide them because it's their word, their culture. Ollie, I feel like we have to take a listen to a song by Sadia, man. This young lady is speaking so well, and I love it. Let me hear the music now that going behind this intelligent
Thank
person.
You.
You're welcome.
Music from Sadia with Guilty.
Heading all up with my lies. Though I leave sunrise, feel all of fun times. Wasting your time. No, I've been lying. It is what it has to be.
I am guilty.
Phone is here going absolutely crazy. People loving the voice. Give me this song, Ollie. My phone is blowing up. Give me this song from the top again. Barbados, this is Sadia from Trinidad. Passion poet on the inside.
See you. look around.
Soul ties, stick ties, heading all up with my lies. Though I leave sunrise, you all have fun times. Wasting your time, no, I've been lying. It is what it has to be.
I am guilty. Cause you couldn't please me. I am guilty. Guilty. Why did I just leave?
But caught in all my lies. Sometimes I just wanna cry about it. In the room with the lights off, drowning in my sadness, thinking and regretting.
We talking about my woo passion.
Yo,
passion.
I guilty of loving this song.
Ollie, talk to me. Ollie, talk to me.
Sounding good, Sluggy.
She's on break. Barbados, talk to me. Talk to me. Guilty by Sadia. 434-1790. And big ups to everyone in Trinidad and Tobago listening. And in my show, love, Ollie. My first ever award. I'll probably never say this on air, but my first ever award for what I do in the community was from Trinidad. You understand? I had a company in Trinidad called One Yard Caribbean.
Wow, that's cool.
One Yard Caribbean during the pandemic had a big concert with Patrice and Bungie and Fianna and Kess and all the big stars. I'm sponsored by Courtesy. And so they went to the Caribbean islands, and they didn't choose a person from every Caribbean island. But they choose Caribbean people, you know, who doing work in the community. So when the
video into pieces that I couldn't repair them. I know you thought that I was weak and you were striving to bring me down lower than you were, boy, you tried.
Manners, Listen, listen, listen. Rise up. Be good on audio. Everything clean? Everything clear?
Yeah, that's
what,
so.
That's what we're talking about. Listen. Rise up. Sadia. No, this is a completely different vibe. This is a completely different vibe. You I assume, wrote this one yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great work, man. How long?
Yeah.
How long did the two songs take to write? What you we took the same amount of time writing the two?
Mm-hmm.
You can remember?
Guilty took 2 days because I had to take a pause like on Guilty, and then the next day I went back on it and completed it. Rise Up, I can't remember how long Rise Up took, but I know I did a lot of tweaking to Rise Up because I remember mom was telling me that she wanted me to write a song to touch more international and to get a more international vibe. So that's why I wrote like the dance part. So like when I dance, everything else disappears because, you know, like in the States and whatnot, they love dancing songs, like those kind of stuff now. And like the techno and all too.
Yes.
So that's what had Rise Up had I wouldn't say a lot, but like 3 times it had to tweak properly. So, you know, it could relate to like the international market.
So we have to big up mommy.
Yeah, big up mommy.
Yeah, we got big up mommy for sure. Now, why you are a vocalist? Why you decided to pursue a bachelor's in fine arts? Why you decided to pursue acting?
I always loved drama, same way with music. So like when I was in my gallery, growing up, I used to make up songs on the spot and make up little characters on the spot with my grandmother plants. Like I used to break like certain branches from her plants and play with it like dollies. Keep in mind I had dollies and things. I don't know why I used to do that. I feel like it was more fun playing with her plants, some weird reason. But I used to like be in character while having songs on the spot, like a whole full-blown production in my gallery. And then I realized that I wanted to learn to do drama more in school because I used to watch, it was Victorious. I don't know if people know what Victorious is. It was a show on Nickelodeon. It was like a kind of school of the arts kind of thing. And they had acting class, and I always thought, Blaze Boy, this acting class cool. I wonder if acting class could be like this. And long and behold, it was like that. It really and truly was as fun as that in real life. So I'm really glad that I got the opportunity to go to school for 4 years in UTT. Think of UTT one time, APA campus one time, because it was a really fun and enjoyable experience.
Sweet, big up UTT for sure. You know, you're always hearing good stories about UTT and producing top class talent. And I applaud you for having the discipline, you know, to go through it and go through the 4 years and stay the course and coming out victorious. So congratulations to you, Sadia from Trinidad and Tobago. Ollie, we can take a listen to the final tune. So before we say a goodbye to Sadia, this is not going to be first or the last. She's family now.
Mm-hmm.
She's family. Big up Sadia. She can let everyone know.
Thank you.
That's no problem at all. She's going to let everyone know where to find her on social media. But we can take a little listen to the final track for today. Sadia from Trinidad, ladies and gentlemen, actor, songwriter, a young lady doing positive things. Boom.
If you need me, you know where to find me. You know what to do, baby. If you want me, just call me. If you need me, you know where to find me. Just while you know the code G, but don't wanna rush, take it slowly. Just ride the wave, baby. One day it could be worth it. Walk one, put you on the love, I don't know. I hate it when you mess up the code. I thought we made it clear. Them feelings can't be here. At least, yeah, you the only one that stick like a melody. No matter what I do, you can't leave my head for real. So I talk to 10 man, but I feel use the one. Now I end up with none, ask my home, I feel. Me do I fall in love, me do I my hopes up. And you know I'm a past, me get hurt so much and I change my bad. You know what to do, baby. If you want me, just call me. If you need me, you know where to find me. You know what to do, baby. If you want me, just call me. If you need me, you know where to find me. Send my ID on the WhatsApp quick. And every time the boy go and shoot, don't miss. But like it when you call my phone, make it ring long, long. Let him rush to my house quickly. Yeah, clingy, I'm like that. Little crazy, and if you play mad, me go and bye bye. I don't play no games, and he know that. If he try me, he gon' end up in a coma, yeah. You know what to do, baby. If you want me, just call me. If you need me, you know where to find me. You know what to do, baby. If you want me, just call me. If you need me, you know where to find me. If you need me, you know where to find me. You know what to do, baby. If you want me, just call me. If you need me, you know where to find me.
Sadia from Trinidad and Tobago. Great work.
Thank
great
you.
Work, man. Sadia, just wish you all the best, like, for real.
We just
wish you all the best, and it's good that you're putting in the work. You know what I mean? It's good that you're putting in the work and making sure that you take your music to other parts of the world. Yourself, you're doing the work yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good too. That would make anyone feel privileged to be a part of the journey with you, because you don't mind doing the work yourself.
Thank you so much.
And that's admirable of you. So we want to thank you so much for coming on. I'm not saying goodbye, because we know we can have
thank
you a lot.
You.
We know we can have you lots. Yeah. We can have you lots more times. You know, it's part of the family. We got you.
Yeah.
No, we support greatness.
Definitely,
over here.
Yeah.
We support greatness over here. So before you go, anyone you want to shout out, and we need a piece of that voice, and we need a piece of that voice before you go.
Hi.
At Capella.
Yes, please.
Definitely, yeah. I just want to big up my mom. God first, always. My dad second. May your soul rest in peace, always. I want to big up the producer for Rise Up, One Pro, the producer for Safe Haven, Super Youth. I want to bring up the producer for Guilty, Trini Baby, all reside in Trinidad and Tobago. I want to thank everybody that does really and truly believe in me and support me on all social media platforms. I want to thank you as well for believing in me to put me on your show and to put me here, and for everybody else that listening that took the time to get to know Shadia and get to understand me. Thank you so much. And yeah, it really and truly means a lot that you guys are here and understanding me and are interested in knowing me and what's next and what's in this beautiful mind of mine and whatnot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You are most welcome, and it's absolutely our pleasure. Before you go, can Barbara just get anything at Capella? Can we hear just a sample of his voice that we're talking about?
All right, so I will do Guilty. Okay. Caught in all my lies. Sometimes I just wanna cry about it. In the room with the lights off, drowning in my sadness, thinking and regretting. All I ever really ask for is honesty. for you to be just real with me, but I didn't want you to see I am guilty, guilty, cause you couldn't please me. I am guilty, guilty. Why did I just leave?
Listen, that is what I'm talking about, man.
Fires in the chat.
Yes. We wishing you a most wonderful, wonderful evening. Salutes to you. You know, it's part of the family. You know, we can link up on mornings on BIM Got Talent. You know that. So have a great day. And please shout mom for me and tell mom we send our love.
I will.
Yes, and tell mom we send our love as well. Shadia from Trinidad and Tobago, actor, singer, songwriter, thespian. So big ups to you and wishing you all the best.
Thank you. Also, you guys can find me on SADAEYA on all social media platforms.
Yes.
SADAEYA.
Good. SADAEYA. You can find her on all social media platforms. And remember, today's show powered by the NTI Barbados Training. NTI.org.bb. Over 1,000 free courses online for Barbadians. So salute to the National Transformation Initiative. Shout outs to everyone in Trinidad and Tobago. Locked On is an absolute pleasure. And we absolutely love it.
Yes.
Bang. People, that was Shadia from Trinidad and Tobago. And that was brilliant. Have a good evening, Shadia.
You as well. Be safe, y'all. Bye-bye.
All right, later. Bye-bye.
The National Transformation Initiative is all about that Bajan rhythm and rhyme, and also that Bajan writing. And when we talk about Barbadian writing, you know we are talking about Lamming. George Lamming, one of the Caribbean's greatest thinkers and most celebrated writers. George Lamming made his transition recently at the age of 94, but he lives on in his 6 novels, Nuff Nuff essays, and through his lasting influence on Barbadian writers and Barbadian culture. One of the best ways to honor George Lamming's legacy is to continue it through writing. The NTI and Coursera humbly offers Barbadian support in building on George Lamming's legacy through the series of courses called Good with Words, Writing and Editing. Whether you are a novice or a seasoned writer, this series of courses has something for you to help build a castle of writings in your own skin. Good with Words, Writing and Editing takes you through an entire writing process, from the choosing of the first word to the revising of the last words. Go to training.nti.org.bb. Training.nti.org.bb to continue the legacy of George Lamming, because you're never too good to get better.
Bang, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, Saturdays, 6:30 p.m. on the nation's number one station, VOB 92.9 FM. We have Passion Poet on the inside. That was Shadia from Trinidad and Tobago, intelligent young lady, and as you all can hear, talent galore. So salutes to them, and salutes to everyone in Trinidad and Tobago. First couple of awards they won was from Trinidad, you know, recognizing what you do here in Barbados. So salutes to the island of Trinidad and Tobago for sure. Mm-hmm. No, Passion, I want to hear this poem you have. I am not Adrian Green. And after hear this poem, I want to hear why you wrote this particular piece.
All right. So let me just get into it. It's called Not Adrian Green.
Well, sorry.
Don't take nothing. I understand.
Three words.
Not free Adrian words. Green.
Not Adrian Green.
Not Adrian Green. Whenever you hear the word poetry, you immediately think of words dismantling regimes, speaking boldly against the ills of society. Think about shining syllabic spotlight on darkness of the world, or speaking culturally about what happens when man builds ramparts against man, or woman specifically, And truly, these things must be spoken about. But I am here to proclaim boldly that I am not Adrian Green. I am not Adrian Green, DJ Simmons, Stone with Cupid, Cindy Celeste, or any of the plethora of poetic voices crying in the wilderness to dismantle social injustice. But then again, aren't I? My words inspire inspiration of a different kind. I speak for love, for passion, and yes, even the action of rhythm between horizontal bodies in tandem. In fact, people hear these words of mine and immediately make up their minds about the suitability of these kinds of words upon the ears of the genteel. My words are often classed as too crass for polite company. I've even seen potential readers drop my books as though their souls would be soiled or their conscience spoiled by reading such filth. But that's because they haven't gone further than the surface. I am not Adrian Green. I'm not focusing specifically on what happens in the world today geopolitically. And my words do not immediately bring forth rallying cries or will not be chanted at rallies to break down governmental offices. But truly, love must be seen to take up an equal place in the poetic table. A lack of self-love is rampant, and sexual love must not be seen as taboo and must be able to be spoken about without people blushing and thinking that they'll be damned for all eternity for thinking about the sins of the flesh. For who determined that it was sinful? It is untrue that sex defiles when it is sex that makes the world go round. Or is it that makes the world go up and down? But then again, I digress. Because as one dies, another is broken. That is the circle of life. But you see, my words are destructive because I want to deconstruct the constructs constructed by the society. But my words are destructive because I want to deconstruct the constructs constructed by society that says women who love sex are less than, and a man actually has more on his mind than what is between a woman's legs. But that he's trying to pay her a compliment. But society is warped, and there needs to be a whole lot of unlearning. Men do need better language to talk to women.
Mm-hmm.
And women do need to learn to see when good men are trying, because they are beautiful, which is something they themselves are blind to a lot, more times than they themselves want to admit. I might not be Adrian Green, but my words are just as constructive. Because even as I seek to break down the societal lies surrounding the love of self, I seek to construct a sense of self surrounding sensuality. Because spirituality and sexuality are linked. So truly, when I speak about my love of femininity, I am truly trying to reconnect a lost society to their creator, divinity. We, as a people, need to love more. We need to be given the space to be, even if who we want to be skims the outskirts of societal norms. Censorship is rampant, and this makes people who want to be sexually free feel that they must hide their true identity for fear of the ridicule of the masses, or the possibility of a public stoning. But time and time again, I see through my brand of erotic poetry that women, especially who are seen and celebrated orally, begin to see themselves differently. That they see that not all men see them as just a piece of flesh to be consumed. And as the world's women become confident in their power, the global collective consciousness becomes just a little bit stronger.
Not Adrian Green.
I almost done. And even though on the outside my words are tinged with lust, that's just the vehicle to transport a deeper message. That the lack of love in all its forms is the fuselage that carries all these other ills. And if we focus on rebuilding that, we might eventually have to find other things. to write about. And that's that piece.
Not Adrian Greene. Passion poet.
I see.
Ollie.
Sluggy, what do you think about the poem, my brother?
I get the gist. I get the gist of it. It's just, for me, it's just pointing out that there are different types of poetry. For me, that it basically is, and he's just trying to show about this is the style of Adrian Greene and the others. They have this other style. One is not lesser than. One is not more than. His content may be adult content, but that don't mean it's lesser than or is not vulgar. What do you say to people that might say, well, no, your art is vulgar? What do you say to those people?
Yeah, that's just a normal Tuesday. I basically tell them that art is subjective and you are completely, it's up to you to take what you want from it. But vulgarity is not at the crux of what I write. I said it in this piece. When I write, I'm actually trying to get you to connect to the same divinity that you're trying, that you're defending.
Honestly. Divinity?
Yeah, you know, I'm there.
Let me go there. Go start on the divinity. Stick on the divinity part.
Okay. I have
been expound.
I was a Christian from the time I was born to the time I hit 33 years old.
You was born a Christian?
Well, let me put it this way.
Oh, you were a Christian from young?
From young.
Oh, good.
From about 3 years old or something. I did always in church. You understand what that means to me?
A 3-year-old Christian is crazy.
I was actually, I gave my life to Christ at whatever the answer at 10 years old.
In no church, people don't let me say these things, but a Christian at 3 years old is crazy.
But no, you know what I mean.
I've seen a story of me to a rhythm in church and my father was a 7 days.
Safe.
And all my friends used to go to church on a Sunday. So I used to go to church on both days. All
right, then. So I have been.
Yes.
And let's put it this way. Passion.
You just explained why you have enough knowledge to tell us why is what you mentioned the word divinity. So right. Go in now to explain to Ollie and I why, because you do erotic poetry. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't do it on air. Mm-hmm. But you do erotic poetry. Because check out Passion Poet, right?
Yes.
So explain to Ollie and I, why you use the word divinity?
Because divinity is... you got me here, so no trying to put words to this thing. Because it's so multifaceted.
No, but I agree. But to, divinity. Right. Divinity
goes. Because I'm going to tell you, because for me...
Uh-huh.
Divinity is more than female.
Ooh.
But when I think of divinity, I think of woman.
Ooh.
When I think of divinity, I think of woman.
Listen, boy, you opening up something here, boy.
You want to hear what
you tell? Because me too.
Because I tell people all the time.
When you think, you know how people is when people think God or hear God is think man, not me. Because when I think God, I think Mother Earth, think Mother Africa, I think Mother Nature, you know what I mean? And all them things is of God.
Yeah,
exactly. But religion is what's made God male.
Right, you know, the actual spirit is both male or female, or if you want to go the other way, it's genderless.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
you
are focusing on the creative. When you talk about the first two words in the Bible, or the first couple of words in the Bible, in the beginning God created. And then they say later on that we are made in God's image. Correct. What does that mean? That I am made to create.
Yeah.
And when I
I am made in the divine.
And the epitome of divinity is Woo. Making somebody else, taking the spirit from.
Plead your case, man.
Taking the spirit.
Plead your case, fashion.
And putting it in a body. Huh. That's a woman, though. You can't. Oh, no, that's
what. That's what we're talking about, that's Ollie. This is what we want from you, Ollie. You can talk where you find it, the talking points. training.nti.org.bb. And passionately answer that question on purpose, because the purpose we want you to go there, because there's still this taboo thing. Ooh, don't talk about sex. Sex don't happen. You know what I mean? That's no, that's the thing. And then relationships and type of relationships, you know, in Barbados, you know, and our culture mostly is one man, one woman. Some cultures is one man, 10 wives. You know what I mean? The difference. And for we it wrong. For them it's
not. For them it wrong. Not for me.
For Barbadian law. unless you are
I am married to them.
Unless you are insulated. Ollie, unless he's insulated, and as far as I remember, because of his privilege, because of music, to do politics at BCC, and only the governor general, and we don't have a governor general anymore, but only the governor general at the time was insulated, no, the president. So why you feel that we would ever get comfortable with different forms of relationships and being able to express ourselves freely about love and sex and relationships. You feel we would get to that place. And big up Eric Lewis and the show, you know what I mean? That mad love. It'd be Pompeo, that'd be absolute fire. Go.
I certainly hope so. That's the best way to say.
They know what for me, boy.
Listen, I certainly hope so, yes. Because people, and dare I say, Bajans are hypocritical.
Yes.
I can be honest, they're hypocritical. They can say to me, like I said in this piece, and I've seen it for myself, people pick up my books.
Yes.
I literally have seen people literally pick up the book because they don't know what it is. It looks interesting. They see the person on the cover and they drop it because, oh my God, I'm going to be... No. I'll give one story. You know me, I love stories. And when I did my first book, there are 6 books on Amazon right now, okay? When I did my first book, it's called Erotic. Mm-hmm. And this guy from my job at the time wanted to support me. Fine. Mm-hmm. So he bought the book. Okay? He bought the book. He brought it back 2 days later.
This is the last job you had?
It is the last job I had because it's not the job I have now. Right. I have another job.
Right, you know you're self-employed now. You're
an entrepreneur. Yes, that was at the last job I had.
So you know what? There, listen.
I don't care.
Oh, go ahead.
Anyhow, you forget who you're dealing with, B.
I live
uncensored. I don't really care. Anyhow,
right. Pick up the book. He wanted to purchase the book.
He bring it back 2 days later. He brought it back 2 days later and he said, I can't keep this book. So as a businessman, I looked at the physical product, but I thought something was wrong that I might have missed. Mm-hmm. You know, there was one book, for example, that it was turned around. You opened it, it was upside down. Mm-hmm. So something might have been physically wrong with it that I missed. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, do you want a refund? Nothing. So he said, no, I want to support you. But I can't keep the book. I was like, sir, why can't you keep the book? I did not know what kind of book it was. Sir.
Is it Rocket Poetry?
Sir. There is an artistic nude on the cover. There's a naked woman on the cover. The book is named Erotic. Why did you not know what kind of book it was? Come on now.
You feel that he got home and the way followed. Don't bring that here.
Exactly. Because the next thing he tell me is, oh, he's a Christian. He's a Christian. I can't keep it. That's the next thing you tell me.
Listen, all you want to know how you know that, right? You know these stories. Listen, training.nti.org.bb. Ollie, give us a few words on these awesome free FR with 2 E's courses the NTI has.
Let me get serious here, Sluggy. Okay, songwriting, writing the lyrics. If you haven't written any or many songs, this course will show you an efficient, effective process for tailoring songs to express your ideas and emotions. If you have, you'll look at your process differently, taking control of aspects of the process you may have not noticed. It's beginner level, offered by Berklee College of Music, and approximately 17 hours to complete. Back to you and Mr. Passion Poet, Sluggy.
And it's absolutely free. And all you know, our friend have to be listening that call at the beginning. You can give her a shout out for me, please.
Good evening to Joycelyn.
Yes, big up Joycelyn, locked on at work. I hope you're working. Won't call your last name. No, listen.
So, Sluggy, one question. How did you know? You were going to tell us how you knew it was the wife that...
Yeah, because he had it for 2 days. it was that simple. If he had a problem with it, he would have brought it back
the next day. No?
Yeah, or just straight away.
Okay then.
Or just straight, because if you don't want a book and you pay for it, your wife tell you, I don't want this book in my house, you could just put it in garbage, or you could just give it to somebody that you know would like that. But he brought it right back and give it to him because, you know, that is like, I feel it. Someone put that back in his back because it took 2 days for you to know you didn't want it. And you know how much reading you could do in 2 days? You know what I mean?
Like, and that book didn't big. It's a book of poetry, so he could have finished that.
But I was figuring it wasn't big because you don't want an encyclopedia of erotic poetry. You want that. You could write 6 or 7 of them. You understand? From different perspectives, different ways, different meanings, whatever. So people don't write all the book in one book. Many people, if you say you don't do that, that way you have series. So I figured you get a lot of book read in 2 days. So when he bring it back, that's how you know, listen, that's the battery he bought.
Listen to
but
me.
But I understand it, you know, like, don't get me wrong, you know, Barbara, I totally understand. I understand the culture we raise a pain. I understand that we pretend that we are a Christian society. You know, we understand that and we hold real firm to that. I understand it. We don't practice it, but we hold to the belief. Strongly. That way my passion is to be hypocritical, I ain't ready to push back because I see it, you know what I mean? I would see that you have got a gap that going 10 churches, but still you've got enough children through the gap to be hungry. But okay. Still 10 churches through all the right. gap. Maybe so not, no, it's mm-hmm. it's go there because
yep.
if we weren't hypocritical, then why am I lauded for doing all these things? If we had so much Christian men and good men and good God-fearing people, then why it got 120 centrals on right now that need feeding?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a politician. Why Trinidad? Why 1 yard Caribbean will come from Trinidad to see what you do in the community and Lord it if the God and the communities that do these things ain't got churches? Well, every corner got a church in a ram shop. You know what I mean? And this is not the church only. I call up Barbados also. This ain't that the churches. I just call up citizens, Robert, mm-hmm. who be our friends mm-hmm. and our family. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So don't get tired with me when it comes to doing good and doing good for people, period, and doing good for the youth, Ollie. I just call up my mother. You understand? My father, don't care what it is because I say, if you really say you're a good person, but you're not helping no one, are you really a good person? So that way, passion stay with hypocritical. I feel it. Don't care. I want this book about sex. That time you married. This erotic.
Don't get me started.
This is what he's saying. Like, it's perfectly normal for married people to talk about sex among them. You're not saying take this book and go up on IG Live okay. and read it to your wife.
Read it to other people.
Or where it's just saying like it's something erotic for the bedroom, you know, for you and your wife only, you know, Why can't it be talked about? And you know, the time you were in church, Pastor, right? Come up in church to both churches, 7 days and Sunday church. I went to Jackson Seventh-day Adventist when I was young, and I went to Jackson Church of God when I was young. Both, mm. You understand? And they had a time we were having a conversation, and we was talking about sex, and I remember. I had a visiting pastor or something. Can't remember if it was 7 days or he signed the church. But he was saying, he found that they got Christian married couples who are even afraid to express themselves sexually with each other. They will have sex. They will have children. But there are certain things he wouldn't tell his wife he want with her or he want to do with her. And the pastor is saying there's nothing he never tell his wife he don't want to do with she. He said, but that my wife, so who is supposed to tell it to? But still, like, we see it as so taboo that not even if you're married with your wife, you know, like, that's crazy. If I know.
I told that same different. Guy. I told that same guy.
An erotic book between a married Christian couple is a sin?
You understand? I told that same guy. I said to him, to cut this story short, right? I said to him, I got two issues with your statement. First, Song of Solomon. Let that sink in. The Song of Solomon is one of the sexiest books in the Bible. You hear what I tell you? Do not believe people when they say that is an allegory of how Jesus loved the church. If Jesus loved the church that way, I will feel a little bit uncomfortable mm-hmm. because that is a beautiful man. That's a man. That's Solomon, by the way, looking at a black woman and talk about how sexy she is. I ain't gonna go into details because I'll be upon ear. Take that and read it. I done with that. The second thing I said to him was,
so you're saying that the God part of Song of Solomon that we can't read on air?
You could read it. You could read it.
Is that expressive?
Is that expressive? If you, my favorite verses in but they're it's poetry, so I might get away with it. But my favorite verses in scripture, I don't read the Bible much no more, right? But Song of Solomon chapter 7 verses 7 and 8 state, if I remember correctly, your body is like the palm tree, and your breasts are like the fruit of the palm.
Yes.
I said that I will climb the palm tree and lay hold of its fruit. Hallelujah.
What does that mean? So this man brought back this book to you.
So he brought back the book.
I tell you he can't.
I said he can't keep this book.
I look
in the back of his car.
Yeah.
And I saw his daughter. And I said to him, I hope you got a good discount off of the buying the woman, buying the little girl. Cause you obviously ain't know nothing about sex. So you must buy she off of eBay. Real tale? I hope you get a good discount.
Yeah, but it's you know, the topic is still very much taboo.
Yes, it is, unfortunately.
I don't know why, man. Still people hide and watch porn.
You will hide and do it.
Still people hide and watch porn. You tap people, most of people forums, you still see Pornhub.
I mean, okay. And like, there was a whole thing on the radio, on the news a couple days ago with the church having an issue with
the erotic parties?
The erotic parties. What I gotta do with you?
Yeah, that one
that's
was...
Too, that's yeah. grown adults doing them one thing. That ain't got nothing to do with you. If you don't like it, just don't go.
Yeah.
But if I want to go, I can walk past you with your placards because I got name. I just want you to know that.
Good. Yeah, I've been here places saying they got a problem with these things. That cements in my mind. That means people looking at these people as lesser than or looking on
the
people.
But
So then we say if the church got a problem with that, then we will say to the sex workers in the sex industry, and
legalize it so that the people could get so that they could be protected. Please.
And so they could do it professionally
and protected. You shouldn't have nobody walking about the street frightened to be killed.
Yeah, and then you should go up, yeah. And probably if you legalize it and have it professionally, then you probably won't need to walk about the street either.
Okay then.
You know what I mean? So
they could get health care, they don't go hide and take, man.
Fast. But we still there. So you're still looking at 60 years.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So the next 60 years.
So I'm hoping that my books and my message, now that I have this platform,
yes,
can understand that when I say one of my taglines used to be, as Passion Poet, used to be that I'm worshiping women with words.
That we're talking about.
And that's a deliberate action. Because yeah. Because worshiping.
Yeah. John King.
Speaks to, you know.
Senator John King had a song, "Woman, I love your body. I love every part. Woman, I love your body with all of my heart. I love you bad, bad, bad. Bad, bad, bad. You are the greatest gift that mankind ever had." You know what I mean? So every part, every single part, your toenail, the sole of your feet.
Yeah, I got another poem named Naked.
Tip of your hair.
I got another poem named Naked that is speaking to that too.
Well, nice. Yeah, sorry for the audio. No problem. We have 4 minutes. So Passion, we have 4 minutes. Before we go, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to tell us about, because we heard about the poetry, we heard about the reason for the poetry, mm-hmm. we heard about the art, you know, and the passion. Tell us about the passionate words editing and you're collaborating with Bajans not only here but abroad, which I think is a beautiful thing. Obviously, you can't mention every book. You would, at the end, you could tell us where to find the books called your work, can, your work and you do it can be found online. But tell us about Passionate Words Editing and why you decided to start Passionate Words Editing and do it full time. The Bajans you connect with from all over the world and how it could benefit a culture like ours. These 4 minutes is yours to explain that.
All right, let me see if I could do all of this in 4 minutes.
No problem.
Long story short, it stemmed from my passion for words, period. Mm-hmm. Okay? I started by writing my books. I started by doing my spoken word. And I always have to big up Sandra Seeley, who I call her my lit mom, my literature mother. She's like she's a mentor to me. And she, years ago, before I started in 2016 or so, about 2015, she told me, you should edit people's books. You should take your skills and edit. And I was like, how do you do that? How do I charge for that? But I decided that I would do it. And long story short, I decided that I wanted to take the same skills that I took learning. I did my own books, all six of them I did myself. So I took those skills and now provide a way for you how you now need to, you've written a book and don't know how to get it out there, how to market it, how to put it out there, how to publish it. Passionate Words can do all of that for you. Literally a one-stop shop that we are here from concept to completion and beyond. We are here from the beginning and there is no end, because once it goes live, the next step is to market it. We have all of those things under one roof.
That's what I'm talking about. A minute to go, Ollie. training.nti.org.bb. They have one book in particular you like. Can you please tell me the name of that book?
Which one you like?
The author of this.
Oh, Lou Jawaka. Yes.
Tell us the name of the book.
Right. Lou Jawaka is the name of the book.
Yes.
Celine Alpha. It is a dark fantasy. You know what? Again, all tongue-tied because I get all emotional, right?
No
Shakira
problem.
Daniel.
Good, you got
right?
You.
Is the author's name. She goes by Lollipops to Marsh.
Yes.
Shakira.
Shakira Daniel. And yes. The book is called
Lou Jawaka.
Jawaka, don't worry, got you, buddy. Shakira Daniel, the book is called Lou Jawaka, and she's a Barbadian living in Germany, I think.
Yes,
and it's a wonderful read.
Right, so let me tell you quickly how you can get to us.
Yes.
Passionate.words.editing. 246 on Instagram.
Yes.
Right? Passionate.words.editing 246 on Instagram or Passionate Words Editing Services on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You also to the marketing side, you can get to us on Caribbean_authors.
Check out Caribbean_authors.
And if you click on the link in the bio, you see those people who are marketing their books. You can buy their books straight from the link tree.
That's what we're talking about. People, today we had passion, we had music. You know what I mean? We talked some grown folks things. It's been a wonderful show. It's been nothing but vibes, you know. Sorry about the two technical issues with the audio, but it's all good. It's all love, Barbados. I appreciate you all so much. And don't forget, it's training.nti.org.bb. Over 1,000 free courses for all Barbadians, Ollie, and they are short courses, no data or Wi-Fi charges, at your own convenience. Next week Saturday, Ollie, let me tell you, we got some coming up. I have Sheena Rose coming to me, and Sheena Rose having a sit down, a one-on-one sit down. You know, so many things we want to talk about. People absolutely love the show. We're going to do that the 3rd of September. And then the 10th of September, we're going to have Errol Griffith and Keisha Wiggins. Errol Griffith did a show on television called Power of Choice. You know, he's a pastor as well. So we can get to trust and fire at he and hear his responses. And Keisha Wiggins is an educator. You know, he's speaking to her about early childhood education and certain signs and so on. So the 3rd and the 10th are going to be great, great shows. And they got a road show coming up, people, around the 17th. We can let the cat out of the bag soon. They're going to mostly do it in Oystings. So look out for that as well. We got Oystings and Pelican Craft Center. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. You're truly Sluggy Dan and my buddy, Ollie. We're out.
It is never too late, my friends, to be great, because greatness is in you. Well, maybe in the past you gave up too fast and had some important things that you didn't do. But greatness is still in your grasp. Finding the path to pulling it out is now your task. If they tell you that you can't do, tell them move the mask. Cause you know that ain't true. Take that step to get at the greatness that is in you. Thousands of Bajans have already explored the greatness within them through courses available free to all citizens of Barbados from the National Transformation Initiative and Coursera. What are you waiting for? Log on to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb, because you're never too good to get better.